Again on Thursday, we've been featuring the voices of not only youth, but also local artists and poets. Today, we venture into the world of dance. For over 20 years, Dole Caron has been a registered nurse, Dale Caron has been a registered nurse, yoga practitioner, and an explorer of many spiritual paths. He lived for a season in 1996 at Kripalu Yoga Center in Lenox, Massachusetts. Several years later, he was certified at Kripalu to teach a form of conscious dance called Dance Kinetics. In 2016, he discovered the ecstatic dance evolution and was profoundly inspired by its simplicity, healing power, and community-building potential, and so became a facilitator. Since the summer of 2016, he has been facilitating at Ecstatic Dance in Albany and has facilitated several weekend special events in Albany, Troy, and Saratoga, and at Stablegate Farm in Castleton, New York. For Dale, dance is not just a form of exercise. It is bodily expression meant to connect us to higher spiritual thoughts, feelings, and ontological unfoldings, and as a way for us to release and process what is stored in our minds, hearts, and bodies. He is here to discuss local dance events that are available to you. Welcome to the studio, Dale.
Thank you for having me.
That's quite an introduction. How and why did you first begin to dance?
Well, this form of dance, I began in 2016 after being introduced to a church I go to in Unity in Albany. And it so deeply inspired me because ecstatic dance integrates a lot of different forms of spirituality in it, within it, and it's a great community-building tool. Also, it's helped me to open up creatively, express myself more in new ways, and make amazing friends that are like-minded in the spiritual and dance world.
So how did you come to understand that or believe that dance is an important connection with divine?
Had some profound experiences in our dances where this type of synergy happens. It's a freestyle type of dance that starts with an opening circle. So we try to create a space where people feel safe to express themselves any way they want. And it's a sacred space that's created. So a lot of times mystical and playful things happen, and it's always like a co-creation. And so for me, that's very spiritual, and that's ecstasy.
Hey, Dale, this is H. Bosch Jr. I have a couple of questions also. Okay. What makes dance ecstatic?
Well, I feel that ecstasy means like overwhelming sense of joy. And in these dances, a format is created that allows for that and allows a lot of room for creative expression. And so the joy is the ecstasy.
Okay, wow, that sounds pretty intense.
We have a blast every Thursday.
It sounds like it. I might have to come to the next shindig. Okay. How do you see dance as a way of healing and processing emotional wounds and joys?
Well, I've experienced many profound moments of feeling connected with like-minded people and sharing. And the sharing circles we have at the end of the dances are powerful because it allows people to share what just happened in that dance experience, which is often profound. And sometimes even children have piped in and said it was transformative for them.
Okay, well, dance as a way to process joy. What's going on when people feel ecstatic joy when they dance? What are your favorite examples of dances from all over the world?
You're in a state of ecstasy, I feel your immune system is uplifted, empowered, and there's a sense of healing that takes place and invigoration. I always feel, and most of us feel, regenerated and rejuvenated by these these co-creative dance experiences we have.
And so the other side of the joy coin is grief. And it seems that dance may also be an effective way to process grief, wailing, singing, processing all kinds of intense emotions. What has been your experience with that?
Yeah, for me, in the last couple of years since I started this, I was going through a process of dealing with depression and several losses, and it helped me to connect in with like-minded people that and feel totally safe in sharing whatever emotions come up during the dance. And sometimes, you know, tears come spontaneously or shouts. Both on both sides, joyful and painful, and of other people in the share back at the end of the dance have shared that having that space was healing for them and their losses.
So among many kinds of trauma, we can have the emotional trauma people experience as well as physical trauma. Is dance an effective way for dealing with physical trauma as well?
Yeah, well, there have been people in wheelchairs that came and were able to express themselves without necessarily, you know, being able to dance, just using arm movements and letting the music move them. And sometimes people don't dance. They'll just sway or, you know, under their own limitations, but yet feel connected. I think that's the power of it.
Well, what would you give advice to somebody who may have some vulnerability with their body in terms of approaching, who wants to try dance? You know, what advice could you give them in terms of getting things done?
Well, when the opening circle, we always create a space where we encourage people to let the music move you under your own limitations and emphasize that it's a judgment-free zone where, you know, you're free to move in whatever way that you need to move and interact or not interact. You know, sometimes people are shy and they'll just dance alone in the corner. And I also bring in shakers and drums and things so people can interact in that way if they don't feel like freestyle dancing.
Okay, Dale. Well, who's welcome at your dance events and where are they? And do you guys throw in any of the electric slide?
Oh, yeah, sometimes spontaneous things happen. We'll circle will form and we'll get crazy and wild. I always wear a wig when I facilitate and kind of remind people it's okay to be crazy. Some people bring in scarves and things and props. The dances are every Thursday night. Move Fitness by Lenny on the corner of Colvin and Lincoln Avenue in Albany. 24 Lincoln Avenue? Colvin. Okay. 24 Colvin Avenue. 7:45 tonight, okay. There's a dance.
Great. Well, how can people get more information about your dance class and the upcoming Soul Train line?
The Albany Facebook page, Albany Ecstatic Dance Evolution, and we have a page on Meetup also.
Groovy. Now, so beyond ecstatic dance, do you have any experience with more formal dance types, like modern or jazz?
Not modern or jazz. More these fusion type of dances like, there's the thing, Nia dance is a conscious form of dance. It integrates martial arts and there's the thing, Zumba, a little bit of experience with Zumba and things like that, but freestyle dances.
Groovy. And we have a name that showed up for us when we were talking about you, Leslie Thornton.
This started with out in Houston, Texas, this form of ecstatic dance. And this is kind of like a franchise from Houston. There's where the main site where the DJs that form these playlists are mainly in the Houston area where it began. And Leslie owns the franchise in this Albany Ecstatic Dance Evolution, but it's based in Houston. That's where we get the playlists and the opening, you know, suggestions for opening circle.
Groovy. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dale.
Thank you so much for having me. And, oh, there's another dance Saturday night at Unity Church in Albany, 7 p.m.